Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Well, Sam, for lunch today, I have no idea where we're supposed to go because some people have allergies and some people are very picky.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. But you know, Peter, you don't have to bear all the stress by yourself. How about when we get ready for lunch, all of our heads together and come up with a place together? That way we can make everyone happy.
Well, that sounds great. 刚才呢我们复习了一下昨天讲到的 idiom, put your heads together. 它的场景呢是今天呢我们午饭去哪儿吃饭，我现在呢正在焦头烂额的在想，但是呢一直呢没有想到一个好的办法。原因很简单，一些人呢对有些食物呢有些过敏 allergy, 有些人呢吃饭特别的挑，我现在非常的痛苦。但 Sam 跟我说到呢，提到这事呢你不要太操心了，我们呢一起来想这个事情，看看我们今天中午去哪儿吃饭更合适。进到了我们今天讲到的 idiom,Put your heads together, 表示说集思广益。And what about today's idiom, Sam?
Okay, well, today's idiom, we're going to put something in a funny place.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a very strange idiom.
So what is it?
Well, the idiom is, put your money where your mouth is. Yeah, that's right. How strange. Put your money where your mouth is.
今天的 idiom 有两个单词，一个呢是 money 钱，后面呢是一个名词 mouth 是我们的嘴，那么把这个钱放到你那个嘴应该待的那个地方 sounds very strange,
very
非常非常的怪，把钱放到你嘴应该放的这个地方。
Well, it doesn't make any sense, right? No, does that mean like if we're hungry it's okay to eat money?
You swallow like 100 kuai or something
Well, I guess we'd have to be really hungry.
Right. And why don't we put in a conversation, Sam?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Hey, Sam, I just read an article, a car article, about a latest model of a QQ car.
Oh, really?
Well, it was fabulous.
Oh, tell me.
Because it's getting more spacious, and you see, got a fabulous hi-fi system.
Really?
I like it. And besides, the seat's gonna be a leather seat.Can you believe that?
Wow. But what about safety? I mean, QQ seems kind of small. Is there a good, like, safety rating?
Well, for safety, it's going to be the king of the safety, be honest, right? They've got an airbag from the front, from the side, even from the back.
Whoa, this sounds pretty good.
Well, I can visualize I'll be driving in the airbag in the future.
Well, Peter, because I know you drive a Mercedes right now. So are you going to put your money where your mouth is?Sell your Mercedes and buy the new QQ car when it comes out?
Why not? It's a little beauty. I like it.
Really? Wow. I'll be really looking forward to riding in your new QQ.
Well, I'll give you a ride when I get a QQ car in the future.
Okay, great. I'm ready.
那么刚才的对话用到了 put your money where your mouth is. 它的场景是什么呢？我提到了说今年出了一款非常时尚的 QQ 小车 QQ car. 大家注意了，不是说我们聊天的 QQ, 而是说我们开的那个 QQ 车。那么这个车呢，首先空间更大了，另外呢它里面有更好的 Hi-Fi system 音响系统，另外呢更加好的一点，我特别喜欢的一点呢，它的座椅呢是 leather seat, 真皮座椅。上面听完之后又问到说这个车它的安全性能如何，我说 Sam, 这一点你不用担心，这个车呢它有气囊，不仅仅前面有气囊，它的侧面也有气囊，后面也有气囊，所以说我觉得是非常安全的一辆车。上面听完之后呢有些不相信，说是 Peter 你现在开的车呢是 Mercedes, 是一辆奔驰，你觉得你以后能不能买一辆 QQ 来替代你的奔驰呢？我说为什么不呢？那么它用到的是什么呢？你应该用你的行动来证明你喜欢 QQ 这辆车。那么用到了今天我们讲到的 idiom Put your money where the mouth is,它这里面翻译成中文是用自己的行动来证明自己的话或证明自己的想法是对的。 Okay, so could you give us another example because it's a very abstract, you know, idiom, right?
Yeah, it is, but you can find actually it's pretty practical and useful.
Right.
So for example, when it comes to going green.
Right.
You know, a lot of people are kind of like advocates for going green. They talk about going green. Oh, you should drive this kind of car, or you should always turn your lights off, you should be more energy efficient. But sometimes they don't put their money where their mouth is. They only talk about how good going green is, but their actions, well, they're a little bit different than what they say.
Right, 那么另外一个场景提到了我们的绿色出行，有些人呢在言行上是非常伟大的一个人，他们会提倡一个人应该尽量的，比如说骑自行车步行去上班，然后呢尽量用一些可替代和循环的一些袋子，但是呢落实到行动上的话呢，他们开着非常大的一辆私家车，然后呢自己呢使用的东西非常的铺张浪费，所以呢这种人他永远不会 put their money where their mouth is.
Yeah, so these people we should tell them, hey, why don't you put your money where your mouth is, sell your SUV,
right,
buy a hybrid or some sort of economy car, and you know what, hey, stop leaving your lights on all the time, you need to save more energy.
所以这个词组呢可以用到你一旦发现某一个人他的言行不一致，或者说他是一个非常虚伪的一个人的时候呢，就可以说的 put your money where your mouth is, 用你的行动来证明你的言辞你的言论。
Okay, so is this a very practical idiom? Yeah, sounds a little strange, but actually it's quite useful
can be used to the people we called hypocrites, right?
Exactly. Or big talkers.
Right. Talker, they don't do anything.
Right.
Practical.
They just talk, they don't do.
Right. All right, so that's it for today's idiom. And now let's move to another topic for today.
Okay. We're not going to be talking about the softness of our skin anymore?
Well, something we are very familiar with when we go traveling.
Oh.
Particularly, we go a long-distance travel.
Train?
No. For example, if you want to go back, return to the U.S.
Oh.
I don't think you want to take a train, right?
Yeah, I guess the trains can't go across the water, so you must be talking about boats.
No, boats. If you go to the U.S. by boating, well, it takes like a 3 months, right?
Okay, I guess that's not practical. You must be talking about airplanes.
Right, you got an airplane. It's the common transport today.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Particularly for a long distance, we call it long-haul travel.
Yes.
But now we're not going to talk about the convenience or the beauty of airplane. It's something we felt a little bit nervous when we first board a plane, which is the noise from airplane.
Oh, the noises. Yeah, I know. Sometimes the noises can be quite scary.
Very scary for the people when they first board a plane, and they will feel, oh, I have to be careful because it's my first time on the airplane.
Right? Yeah, so what are those noises? Should we be scared?
Well, today's the topic. Let's work out what kind of noise is normal noise and what noise are not normal.
Okay.
那么今天呢，我们将谈论一个非常有趣的话题，是我们在坐飞机的时候呢，听到的各种的噪音。我们知道坐飞机的时候，它的噪音呢，一会儿变成这样，又变成那样。那么这种噪音和我们的安全有没有什么样的关联性？我们对什么样的噪音应该觉得 no problem？ 对哪些噪音我们要提高警惕？
Well, before we go to the detail of the noise, and now let's check vocab first. Great idea. Here we go.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Today's first word for our hit the books is tendency. Tendency. Tendency is T-E-N-D-E-N-C-Y. Tendency.
今天的第一个单词 tendency 翻译成中文是趋势。
Next is the word scrutinize. Scrutinize. S-C-R-U-T-I-N-I-Z-E. Scrutinize.
第二个单词 scrutinize 翻译成中文是详细的检查。
Every student's worst nightmare is a very scrutinizing teacher.
Right.
They look at your homework very carefully. They're looking for mistakes. Any little mistake that you can make. Oh, students hate this kind of teacher. Okay, next is the word bump. Bump. B-U-M-P. Bump.
下一个单词 bump 翻译成中文是碰撞的意思。
Yeah. Well, bump can be used in a couple different ways.Bump, it typically is used like, on our skin, like after a mosquito bites us, then we have a little red bump. Or we can see bumps on the street. We call those speed bumps. It's to help slow cars down.
Right, 那么这个 bump 呢，它可以指呢，我们说被这个蚊子在身上呢咬了一个包，可以用这个单词 bump。另外呢，我们说在马路上呢会看到一个路面突然起了一个鼓包，那么它的目的呢，它不是说这个路出现了什么问题，而是说让这个司机到这个地方呢需要 slow down， 要减速。
But like you mentioned, it could be a verb we can bump into things.
Right. 那么呢今天呢它是指呢一个东西和另外一个东西发生了碰撞 bump into another thing.
Yes. Next, we have the word whirr. W-H-I-R-R. Whirr.
下一个单词是一个象声词，它表示说一个东西发出的呼呼的声音。
Yeah, so maybe this is like a wind-related sound, like a whirr.
Right.
We know that on a windy day, which in Beijing has been pretty windy lately,
yeah.
We hear that whirr, we hear that whirring sound quite a bit when it's windy.
In spring, autumn, right?
Yes, exactly. Next is the word thud. Thud. T-H-U-D. Thud.
第二个单词也是一个象声词，它翻译成砰的一声。
Yeah.So it's that kind of ha-doom
right.
sound.
We hear drop something on the floor.
Yeah, drop something, we hear a loud thud.
Mm-hmm.
Next is the word creaky. Creaky. C-R-E-A-K-Y. Creaky.
下一个单词同样呢也是说形容声音的一个词，它翻译成中文是咯吱咯吱的声音。比如说我们的椅子 rocking chair, 那么有的时候呢会发出这个 creaky sound.
Yeah. Next is the wordturbulent, turbulent, T-U-R-B-U-L-E-N-T, turbulent.
下一个单词 turbulent 表示说一个东西呢不稳定或动荡的意思。如果在坐飞机的时候呢，是指飞机出现了一定的气流，就、
yes.
是 turbulence.、
Oh.
Stay calm.、
Right. I hate turbulence. It always makes me feel nervous.
Right.
Next we have bolted down. Two words, bolted down.Bolted is B-O-L-T-E-D, bolted down.
下一个词组 bolted down 表示说用什么什么东西给某一个东西固定住。
Yes, so a bolt is very useful when it comes to building things.
Right.
They hold all the little parts together.
Right, 比如说我们用钉子用其他的设备呢把一个东西比如把椅子把一个桌子能够固定在桌面上就可以用的是 bolted down.
Lastly, we have the word mount. Mount.M-O-U-N-T, mount.
今天最后一个单词呢它的意思是非常的多。首先呢可以指一个山 mount tie or mount what, right? 就、
yes.
是泰山什么什么山可以用这个单词 mount。但是呢我们今天讲到这个 mount, 它是一个动词，它表示说把一个东西安装到另外一个东西的上面，叫 mounted on something.
Yeah. So it could also be used as a noun. Like for example, usually cameras, if they're kind of the more professional one,、
mm-hmm.
on the top it'll have a mount, you can attach a little light.
Right.
That's what gives it the big flash.
Right. Also the mount can use as a verb as well. You mount the horse.
Yes, exactly.
是指我们骑上马，这个骑这个动作呢，就可以用这个单词 mount the horse.
Right.
Well, let's see what kind of noises is okay and what is not okay.
All right, here we go. Noises you hear on planes. Which in-flight noises should I really be worried about? Nervous flyers have a tendency to scrutinize every little bump.Whirr and thud they hear on board a plane. Was that a wheel falling off? Did the wing just crack? I could swear I just heard the pilot snoring in the cockpit. But which sounds are routine and which should have you reaching for the safety card? The issues of aircraft noises was addressed on a Quora.com forum, and the responses, including two from aviation experts, might just help you to relax next time you're in the sky.Firstly, airplanes are generally noisy, creaky beasts, particularly in turbulent conditions. The logical assumption is that everything on airplanes, the bins, seating sections, loos, and galleys, is bolted down, explains Mark Levy, a mechanical engineer who says he has worked for Boeing. In reality, overhead bins hang from a set of tie rods.Lavatories and galleys are mounted to tracks in the floor, and so on. Meaning, when you give the airplane a little jolt, all the stuff on the inside is going to adjust and sometimes bump into things. Mike Leary, another former Boeing employee, goes further, providing a checklist of all the normal noises you may or may not hear during your next flight.
Well, I can imagine the first time when I board a plane, I was looking around, see I'm 100% safe.
Yes.
And whenever there's noise, you know, coming up, I feel, oh man, it's going to be really scary.
Yeah. You know what always got me was first, when the wheels of the plane go up or come out when we're going to land, they make kind of that boom, 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 boom.
Right.
It sounds like something big is happening, like maybe the wing is falling off.
Right. 那么大家坐飞机的时候呢，特别是第一次坐飞机的时候，大家会感觉到有一些恐惧或有一些紧张。那么一旦有一些噪音或一些声音让你觉得不舒服，你会进一步的感觉到那种恐惧。那么文中提到了一个词叫 scrutinize， 表示非常警觉的去发现或注意呢一些声音。那么文中提到的声音有 little bump, whir and thud。 那么这些声音呢，刚才我们讲词汇的时候呢已经讲到了它的声音是不同的，比如说 whir 它表示那种呼呼的声音，而 thud 表示一个东西呢从高处落到了地面所发出的声音叫 thud。
Now people who scrutinize these, like you mentioned, maybe they're new to flying、
mm-hmm.
but also you have people that the article mentions are just nervous flyers、
right.
they always, no matter how many times they've gotten on an airplane, just very nervous when it comes to flying。
有些人呢是第一次坐飞机的时候呢感觉到紧张或恐惧，但是有一群人他们是飞机恐惧症的患有者，他们尽量呢不坐飞机，但是他们上飞机的时候呢会非常非常的紧张，因为他们听到噪音的时候呢会想到一些问题，比如说文中提到了 Was that a wheel falling off? 是不是轮子突然跌落了？那么对于飞机来讲，如果轮子跌落了是非常可怕的一件事情。另外呢 Did the wing just crack? 是不是翅膀一下折断了？ Well, it's disaster, right?
Yeah, we're goners.
Right. 那么另外一个更加可笑的是呢，有的时候呢他可以听到驾驶员或者飞机的驾驶员在 snoring in the cockpit. Well, that's weird, right?
Well, yeah, we know that usually there's two, right? There's the pilot and the co-pilot.
Right.
So, hopefully if the pilot is, taking a little nap in there in the cockpit, well, hopefully the co-pilot is awake and, aware of the situation.
Right. 文中的最后提到了说，有的时候呢，这个人特别的紧张，他仿佛能够听到驾驶员打呼噜的声音。It's okay for the pilot to go to sleep because the airplane is on automatic.
Yeah, that's true. They have autopilot.
Right.
So, the computer basically can fly the airplane.
And the pilot turned on the telecom, so the snoring can be heard by every passenger. We say, this is 100% safe, even we are asleep, right?
Yeah, well, it sounds pretty funny, but we also want to remember where the pilot sits, that's called the cockpit.
那么驾驶员的这个驾驶舱呢，英文叫做是 cockpit, C-O-C-K-P-I-T, cockpit.
Right, and they never, of course, allow passengers into the cockpit.
No, it's against the law, right?
Yeah, it's a safety issue. But it mentions that, you know what, we're all going to hear sounds, so which sounds are routine, or which sounds should have you reaching for that little card they always put in the back of the seat?It's a safety card that tells you what to do in emergency situation.
那么文中呢将给大家一个相对比较详细的解释，什么样的声音是没有问题的声音，什么样的噪音是有问题的噪音，大家需要小心和警惕了。
Now there was a forum on the internet that addressed the issues of aircraft noises. And it mentions that the responses were quite helpful. Even two aviation experts made some comments.So these comments can help us relax next time we're in the sky.
Right. So what does he say?
Okay. Well, firstly, it mentions that airplanes are generally noisy. I like this. Creaky beasts. So, you know what? Especially in these turbulent conditions, they're just, it's pretty normal for them to make noises.
Right. 首先大家看一下对飞机的一个总结。飞机是一个非常 noisy, creaky beast.把飞机形容成一个野兽，它是一个噪音很大，同时呢发生吱咯吱咯的声音的这么一个野兽。It's a noisy, creaky beast.
Yes.
所以呢，如果说飞机非常安静的话呢，那么就是不正常的。
I think the reason why we might feel nervous when we hear a noise is because we assume that everything is securely and properly bolted down. Everything's really solid, won't move. But that's not true.
Right, we normally fly with a lot of assumptions, right?
Yes.
我们飞行的时候呢会有一些我们认为的一些想法，文中提到的是 assumption。这些想法呢为什么用 assumption? 它表示说我们这些想法往往是错误的。Something is wrong.
So, what we assume is maybe like the bins, the seating section, the bathrooms, the galleys, these are all solid in place, they're bolted down. But actually, it mentions that a lot of them are just hanging on wire racks, or maybe they're on a mounted track in the floor. So actually, there is some room for movement there.
Right. 我会认为呢，飞机上所有的东西呢，会非常牢固的，会固定在他们的那位置上面。比如说，我们提到了头顶的这个装行李的这个 bin， 以及呢我们的座位，甚至我们说这个飞机上的厕所，都应该非常的牢固。但我们知道，当飞机起飞的时候呢，他们会发生一定的碰撞，会产生一定的噪音。
But you know what? These adjustments, these movements.Are all pretty normal.
Right.
And these comments come from people who have worked for Boeing.
Mm-hmm.
So these are aviation experts. Because we know Boeing makes a lot of, most of the airplanes we fly in.
Right. 那么波音的专家提到说，这些噪音呢，是在飞机起飞的时候非常正常的噪音，所以大家不要有任何的担心。
In fact, one of the former Boeing employees, his name is Mike Leary. He provides a checklist of all the normal noises we may or may not hear during our flight. So it's really helpful because, he's very familiar with all the different sounds, so he can help us. Well, these sounds are normal, these sounds maybe are bad.
Right, 那么说这个波音的飞行专家呢，同时呢为我们准备了一个 checklist. So from the checklist, we know what noises are okay and what noises are something we should be careful.
Yeah, and in fact, you probably even will find out where these noises come from.
Right.
So next time you hear a little boom, you can tell your friend who's sitting next to you if they look a little nervous, oh, don't worry, that's just the, bins shifting or something like that.
Right. So Sam, could you still remember the first time you fly?
Yes, I think I can.
Please, say something about it.
Well, remember I mentioned the wheels?
Uh-huh.
I really got a little nervous when I heard that the bumping and the creaking of the wheels going back up.
Right. So actually, it was just the adjustment of some of the parts in the airplane when it's taking off, right?
Yeah, it's actually just the wheels going in and out. Pretty normal things of an airplane.
Right, so don't panic.
Don't panic.One thing I want to point out, I could tell the author of this is maybe from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Because instead of saying bathroom or restrooms, he says the loos.
Right.
L-O-O, the loo.
文中提到了一个词呢是 L-O-O, 是厕所。我们知道这个 loo 呢是指呢在英联邦的那些厕所比如说在英国和澳大利亚用的一个词呢是 loo, 指代我们说的 toilet. So what do you say loo in the US, Sam?
We would probably use, restrooms or bathrooms.
Right, but it's okay when I talk to the air hostess, I want to use the loo. They can understand, right?
Yeah, especially if they're from the UK.
Right, and you can say the restroom, no problem, right?
Yeah, exactly. But I think this is a common mistake students make. They assume that maybe the British use WC.
Uh-huh.
But actually, when, speaking, the British, I don't really think, say, oh, I got to go to the WC. They say the loo.
Right. Also, there's another assumption for Chinese people. They think all the air hostesses are young girls. But it turns out a lot of air hostesses from American Airlines are kind of middle-aged or even old ladies.
Yep, that's right. Actually, last time I flew on an American airline, it felt like my aunt or maybe even my grandma
was serving you, right?
Was serving me. She called me honey. Yeah,
right.
So it was almost like my family member was, you know, handing me my food.
Right. 那么大家在飞行的时候另外一个错就会认为说航空公司的空姐呢都是非常漂亮的 lady. 但是呢很多西方的航空公司特别是美国的很多的航空公司它里面的空姐都是一些中年甚至一些老年的 lady.所以大家在做外航的时候呢一定要做好准备你上飞机的时候可能说一位老奶奶在 serving you
Yeah, maybe not that old we're kind of exaggerating
Right.
But the idea is Yeah, maybe 20 years ago they were really beautifulBut, yeah, now they're getting up there in years.
Right. Well, we're a little bit off the track, right?
A little bit,
We're focused on the noise.
Yes, but we'll get into this list of noises and where these noises are coming from tomorrow.
Right, so we'll be talking about noise tomorrow.
Yes.
Well, time's up for today, and see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774。京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
一二三，起吧！
不用磨皮美白，不用修出锥子脸，微笑就是我最好的自拍辅助神器。
微笑不需要理由，微笑可以传染。千百万人的微笑组成了一座城市的表情，我们一起让北京笑起来。
好，准备啊，来笑一个，哎，对对，保持住。
Swinging in the backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take a body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on.Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I.They say that the world was built for two. Only worth living if somebody is loving you. Maybe now you do. Singing in the old bar, swinging with the old stars, living for the fame.Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild dogs, video game.
You alright?
He holds me in his big arms, drunk and I am seeing stars, this is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes, this is my idea of fun, playing video games. It's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world was built.Tell you all the time, heaven is a place on earth.